your meeting. My name is Seth Christman. I'm primarily a sound artist and engineer, but I became interested in fungi, I mean, over the course of the last several years, so. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to talk for very long, actually. We're going to change gears a little bit here, and I did a sound piece, which I'll describe, but first I just wanted to thank Laura and Annie from the Case Trust for putting this together and all the work behind the scenes and making this happen and a free event available to the public. I want to thank everybody who's spoken so far and everybody who's going to speak, and thank Wave Farm for broadcasting and archiving this event so other folks can tune in. So Laura invited me to participate in this event coming from an angle of doing something related to sound and mycology. And I think there are a lot of parallels between listening in mycology or listening in ecological observation that David's presentation touched on nicely. But I think, just to be brief, use a quote from Cage, talking about music as simply a way of waking up to the very life we're living. And I think that that is really apt for mycology and ecological observation as well, just a way to be present. And so with that in mind, I wanted to create a sound piece that incorporated people's engagement with fungi. And I asked various people to contribute recordings of environments in which they feel connected to the fungal world. And I also asked them to speak a bit about what they think that humans can learn from the fungal world. So I have recordings of those. And I also took little snippets of Wikipedia articles on fungal relationships and did some text-to-speech for that, because I kind of think that the internet and Wikipedia, this kind of decentralized intelligence, that's not dissimilar from mycelium. So I wanted to pay homage to Cage in a few ways in this piece. So, you know, with the recordings of people's, of environments in which people feel connected to fungi, just music being sounds heard around us, and I use chants to order all of the recordings, so for the chronological order. So there will be silences, and I just encourage you to listen to whatever sound is in this room. So with that, thanks for listening, and yeah, this isn't a concert, so feel free to like get up and wander around and have a snack, but just listen to what is around you.
Soil carbon storage is an important function of terrestrial ecosystems. Soil contains more carbon than plants and the atmosphere combined. Understanding what maintains the soil carbon pool is important to understanding the current distribution of carbon on Earth and how it will respond to environmental change. It is recently coming to light that mycorrhizal fungi, symbiotic fungi, that associate with roots of almost all living plants play an important role in maintaining this pool. Recent research has shown that mycorrhizal fungi hold 50-70% of the total carbon stored in leaf litter and soil on forested islands in Sweden. Turnover of mycorrhizal biomass into the soil carbon pool is thought to be rapid and has been shown in some ecosystems to be the dominant pathway by which living carbon enters the soil carbon pool. Similar to animals, fungi are heterotrophs, They acquire their food by absorbing dissolved molecules, typically by secreting digestive enzymes into their environment. Fungi do not photosynthesize. Growth is their means of mobility, except for spores, which may travel through the air or water. Fungi are the principal decomposers in ecological systems. Ant-fungus mutualism is a symbiosis seen in certain ant and fungal species, in which ants actively cultivate fungus much like humans farm crops as a food source. In some species, the ants and fungi are dependent on each other for survival. The leafcutter ant is a well-known example of this symbiosis. Fungus-growing ants actively propagate, nurture, and defend the Basidium hirsutum cultivar. In return, the fungus provides nutrients for the ants, which may accumulate in specialized hive-hole tips. Partner fidelity can be witnessed through vertical gene transmission of fungi when a new colony is begun. First, the queen must mate with several males to inseminate her many eggs before she flies off to a different location to begin a new colony. As she leaves, she takes with her a cluster of mycelium and begins a new fungal garden at her resting site. This grows to become the new fungal farm complete with the genes of the original cultivar preserved for another generation of ants. It is clear that evolutionary pressure has been exerted on these ants to develop such an organized system in which to feed the fungus and continue its reproduction.
A lichen is a composite organism that emerges from algae or cyanobacteria living among the hyphae of fungi in a mutually beneficial symbiotic relationship. The fungi benefit from the carbohydrates produced by the algae or cyanobacteria via photosynthesis. The altered or cyanobacteria benefit by being protected from the environment by the filaments of the fungi, which also gather moisture and nutrients from the environment and provide an anchor to it. Although some photosynthetic partners in a lichen can survive outside the lichen symbiotic association extends the ecological range of both partners. Whereby most descriptions of lichen associations describe them as symbiotic. However, while symbiotic, the relationship is probably not mutualistic, since the algae give up a disproportionate amount of their sugars. Both partners gain water and mineral nutrients, mainly from the atmosphere, through rain and dust. The fungal partner protects the alga by retaining water, serving as a larger capture area for mineral nutrients and, in some cases, provides minerals obtained from the substrate. If a cyanobacterium is present as a primary partner or another symbiont in addition to a green alga, they can fix atmospheric nitrogen, complementing the activities of the green alga. The algal or cyanobacterial cells are photosynthetic and, as in plants, they reduce atmospheric carbon dioxide into organic carbon sugars to feed both symbionts. Algae produce sugar alcohols, which are absorbed by the fungus. Cyanobionts produce glucose. Evidence that lichens are examples of successful symbiosis is the fact that lichens can be found in almost every habitat and geographic area on the planet.
What humans can learn from fungi. Maybe the bit about how to break it down. A bit on how to break it down. Break it down.
Aspergillus oryzae, also known as koji, is a filamentous fungus, a mold, used in Japan to ferment soybeans for making soy sauce and fermented bean paste, including miso, and also to saccharify rice, other grains, and potatoes in the making of alcoholic beverages such as sake and shochu. The domestication of Aspergillus occurred at least 2,000 years ago. Aspergillus oryzae is also used for the production of rice vinegars. Koji is considered a national fungus in Japan because of its importance for sake brewing, miso, soy sauce, and a range of other traditional Japanese foods.
Qué bonita tu silla es esta. ¿Dónde conseguiste esta silla?
Ahí estaban unas, se me han quitado, costaron 80% se encuentra. Yo creo que son réplica.
Sí, ¿verdad?
Sí, yo creo que sí.
Como de un restaurante.
Ajá, ajá.
This is Mario Ceballos on occupied Kobe territory. I want to learn and listen to fungi. I wonder what it is they have to teach us. As they're making their way into a popular scene, making a name for themselves right now. And not only there's a coincidence for that, I think like many others, they're screaming to tell us something. They're teaching us how to listen, how to be patient. I think they're teaching us how to work together and work with different communities and networks. Communicate efficiently. I think they're teaching us how to decompose and make away with old dogmas and systems of oppression, modes of viewing the natural world, stopping the commodification of natural resources. Stop extracting from the mother. I think fungi is intersectional. Literally, figuratively, emotionally, spiritually, vibrationally. I believe fungi has the ability to come up with complex solutions that are needed in this time to our complex issues, multidimensional points of views and realities that are trying to be conveyed. I think we, as humans, have the ability, the capacity to do that. I have faith in Mother Nature, in humans, and fungi, and believe that we can come up and move towards homeostasis, a system of reciprocity, give and take, mycelium works in this way, biomimicry isn't something we were meant to ignore. I have to keep fighting and resisting. I see the seeds, my seeds, the next generations. And so, when I see this medicine provided to us by Mother Nature, showing us how to live with, how to emulate the patterns of nature around us. We watch the animals and the birds and how they live in the community. We watch and we see we have all of these tools to teach us how interconnected we are. Science is making breakthroughs every day and showing us our connectedness to the universe and the cosmos. And I think fungi are something very similar to teach us. So I see thinking of fungi, like many others, as a way to create something new and break down the decaying toxic patterns of toxic masculinity that only serve to harm our communities, cause further trauma, abuse of every kind, spiritual, emotional, physical, sexual, verbal. First generations, as the mother, and to also break down capitalistic models that promote individual growth and competitive hoarding of resources. I believe fungi are here to break down binaries, break down borders. Fungi is intersectional. Fungi breaks down binaries, breaks down borders, and wants to communicate with us on how to create community.
Cyrus Abbas was the gentleman who spoke at the end. He has formed a community in San Diego, California, POC fungi community, that's doing lots of excellent work, so definitely look them up. They're doing excellent work. John Michelotti contributed here, who will be speaking this afternoon. Thank you, John. Catskill fungi, you'll hear about medicinal mushrooms from him later. Elisa Javits, who's in the audience, recorded a beautiful pressure cooker recording and has a mushroom lab in New Paltz. So, and thanks to everyone on Wikipedia, I guess.
What did you say?
Wikipedia.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything to say, or should we just move into the next? Yeah, it's POC Fungi Community. So, I know Kathy Hodge is the next speaker, which I'm really excited about. So,
thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.